Hello guys, my name is Owolabi Marcus. Welcome to the maiden edition of Shooter's Diary. As promised, we are gonna be doing a lot. Like some people are gonna be confessing, why some are gonna be sharing their cheating experience. You and I know cheating and in a relationship, you know, there's no way we can take that out. It's like almost impossible to have a relationship without, the cheating experience. Well, the very first cheating that I will be talking about is so mind-blowing. Trust me, it's so mind-blowing. Well, basically, on our Instagram page, which is LSR Counseling, someone sent us a DM, and this lady begged to be not to be mentioned. So I'm just gonna read out a message, and I want your opinion about this, because it's, as I said, it's so mind-blowing. Well, the message goes this way: Hi, I want to share my story. I found out that my best friend, more like a sister, has been having sex with my man for 4 years now. Do you get that? 4 years now. That is crazy. As in, that is a long time. Like, how can you be having sex with your best friend's boyfriend for 4 years? That is crazy. Anyway, so she said, yes, 4 years. I never suspected anything, because they both act like they don't like each other very much. So early last month, I noticed, which I've been noticing, so I got some points that makes me think, okay, something is really not right between these people. So I walk up to my best friend and act like I knew all the way. So I just told her, why are you doing this to me? Why do you have to do this to me? I thought we are sisters. Why my man? And she couldn't talk. She started apologizing. I was so heartbroken. So I left and moved straight to my man. I accused him, just as I did with my friend, and he started acting funny. The next thing, he said, but I told you not to trust your friend. I told you not to trust your friend. That's what he kept saying. I was so heartbroken. I was devastated that from that moment, I made up my mind not to see him or talk to him again. As well as my best friend, I stopped talking to her. She has tried to reach out to me on many occasions, but I stopped talking to her. Well, that's the message that we got from this lady. She's so sad. She's so heartbroken. And I honestly can feel the pain. Like, I have to even, you know, edit some of the words, because she was faint. She was very, very sad. Anyway, so that is the story. What do you think? What do you think about this? Do you think she has acted right? Do you think the boyfriend is right with his decision? And the best friend, what are you going to say about her? We want your opinion. So you can go to our Instagram page, LSR Counseling. Check us out at LSR Counseling. And of course, you can check us on Facebook as well, at LSR Counseling, or Love, Sex and Relationship. Well, we want your opinion. And if you have a confession, you can reach out to us at LSR Counseling on Instagram, or via email, lsrcounseling@outlook.com. We are definitely going to be back again, because we have loads to give you on Shooter's Diary. Till then, stay safe, and we'll be back.